been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the May 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Today we have the, we're getting a bid here underneath this market. We're looking for eight up days in a row. Hey. Just when you thought you had to go away in May, well, so much for that so far. I'm glad I didn't go away in May. The Dow is up 104 points right now. It's closing in on 25,000 once again, 24,844. The S&P 500 is up 5 points. It's above 2,700, well above it now, 2,728. Gee, instead of talking about support levels in this week's newsletter, maybe we'll be talking about resistance levels, ceilings instead of floors. That's always a good thing. The NASDAQ is up 3 points today. It is at 7,408, back above 7,400. Russell 2000, which has been pretty good this year in comparison with the last few years. The small caps were on fire. Yesterday, I had five small caps that just broke loose yesterday, breaking out with a vengeance. Crude oil down 16 cents to $71.20. We've got, what else do we have here? We have the 10-year yield backing down just a little bit here. This morning, the 10-year yield is at 2.97%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we have, we're looking for our eighth winning day in the market in a row. Just when you thought, like I said, go away in May. I wrote about that strategy in my newsletter last week. I also let you know what I thought of that strategy last week in my newsletter. Today is newsletter day. I will be writing the newsletter. The newsletter will go out tomorrow afternoon sometime. I've been pointing out a lot of individual stocks in that opening salvo, that opening article of the newsletter. You're the only folks that get it. I don't send them to Seeking Alpha anymore. I don't send them to TheStreet.com. I don't send them to MarketWatch. I don't send them to Town Hall. Maybe I will again at some point in the future. But the listeners of my radio show, Inside Baseball, you're the ones that get inside Bill Gunderson's head every week. That is my internal research on the market. It forces me to look at every little nook and cranny of the market on a weekly basis. And nothing helps me more than doing that exercise every week. And guess what? I share my observations with you, my radio listeners, as my thanks for you listening, putting up with me for 1 hour during the trading days. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. The Ultra Growth Portfolio had its best day of the year yesterday. I have a lot of folks in that Ultra Growth Portfolio. It's one of two portfolios that I run, and the Premier Growth Portfolio is having a very good year so far in 2018. So if you're in a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear portfolio, or if you're in an asset allocation portfolio, I talked to someone yesterday who's interviewing different planning firms, different money managers, and he met with one yesterday. And, of course, what did they recommend for him? Oh, a 60-40 bond stock mix. They like bonds right now. I think bonds are death right now. I wouldn't touch a bond fund. The risk-to-reward ratio is horrible in the bond market. So, should you have 100% of your assets in the stock market? Depends on your age, depends on your situation. There are other places to go than the bond market for that safe money. Just because the computer says and the theory, MPT Modern Portfolio, says that you should have 60% of your money in the bond fixed income market. I don't care if it's corporate bonds, muni bonds, government bonds, foreign bonds. They're all interest rate sensitive. And Jamie Dimon yesterday said, get ready for 4%, a 4% yield on the 10-year treasury. That's going to really take a chunk out of your hide, out of your bond fund. And I just don't understand why so many firms out there are locked into this and they fail to open the door and look outside. Instead, they're staring into their computer, man. Take a look outside. I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market. There are bond alternatives that make much more sense that are not interest rate sensitive and carry with them, you know, a similar safety level. All right, so you can talk to us at Gunderson Capital Management about those alternatives. And as far as the growth bucket goes, you know what? There's no better place right now. It's been going for 9 years. You got to make hay while the sun is shining, and the sun is still shining. Well, you're not going to hear this on CNBC or Bloomberg, but I totally believe yesterday's rally in the market, I think the market ebbs and flows on Trump's popularity. Why do I say that? Well, when the Trump agenda, it's the agenda they like. It's a pro, the market wants Trump's pro-business agenda to be reelected in 2018 and 2020. Whether you like Trump or not, his policies are the ones that the market wants. And when Trump is under fire, which he is most of the time, with Stormy Daniels and Mueller and the Russian investigations, the market languishes. And when Trump gets good news, I would say yesterday was a good news day for President Trump with the release of the prisoners, which, you know, the media said it was staged. Well, it's still a release of prisoners from the most corrupt, darkest hole in the world, North Korea. And he announces yesterday that this historic meeting will take place on June 12th. I think that was a big reason for the liftoff in the market. The market ebbs and flows with Trump's popularity. The market likes his pro-business agenda. Whether you like the man or not, he's the one that's best for the future of this bull market. His agenda, his policies. And I would say that that was, now they looked for other reasons for the big liftoff in the market yesterday. But to me, it was a good day for the Trump agenda yesterday. And the market celebrated with a big, big rally. Small caps breaking loose all over the place. In the meantime, as we look around the world, well, those sanctions coming back against Iran, the first new sanctions. The U.S. Treasury has imposed penalties on 9 Iranian companies and individuals for allegedly operating a currency exchange network that, with the help of Iran's central bank, transferred millions of dollars to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's elite Quds force. Well, that continues to brew, that trouble with Iran, and oil prices continue to hit new highs. Also, in the world agenda, in the Trump agenda, Trump will unveil a drug pricing plan today. Healthcare investors will be looking for direction today as President Trump gives a highly anticipated speech about drug prices. The plan will reportedly require Medicare Part D plans to share a portion of discounts they receive from the drug manufacturers with the patients, as well as including ways to allow the government to better negotiate drug prices. Well, we'll see where that all goes. In the meantime, actually, we're looking for a seventh day of gains. I said eighth day. I misspoke. We're looking for a seventh day of gains. It looks pretty good right now. We also have inflation fears easing. Yesterday we had that CPI report. All of this fear of inflation seems to be unfounded right now. And in the meantime, Apple continues to march towards $1 trillion. Where is Apple right now? How close is it to that $1 trillion? Will they sound the bell on Wall Street? $961 billion.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this newsletter Friday. Go to GundersonCapital.com to sign up. And we continue to work on our worldwide tour dates for 2018. Coming to a city near you real soon. And we should have that wrapped up. It's tricky. It's almost like, the Padres moving around from town to town. You got to book the hotels. You got to book the venues. You got to book the air flights. You got to get the team together. All of that is in the process. We'll be coming to you real soon. I will have some announcements here with our tour dates. The tour, maybe we'll have t-shirts. I think I will. We'll print out some t-shirts, some tie-dye shirts for all you deadheads, all you Gunderheads out there. We will be coming around, and it looks like right now we'll be in Sarasota once again real soon. So stay tuned for our tour dates 2018. All right, now, before we move on to today's action in the market, I got to make some comments on the action in the market yesterday. I had, count them, five unbelievable breakouts in stocks that I own in the aggressive growth portfolio. Sunrun, SolarEdge, TechTarget, Ubiquity Networks, Upland Software. Unbelievable moves. One of the best days I've had in a long, long time in the market, especially in that aggressive growth portfolio. Now, the action in the market is moving like that lava flow in Hawaii. It's creeping along and it's spreading out and it's catching stocks on fire. On Thursday, my Best Stocks Now app returned to me 249 B-plus rank stocks or better to look at. Earlier, a couple of weeks ago, it was down under 100. It was the breadth in the market was just not there. And I was disclosing in my newsletter each week that there was not any leadership in the market whatsoever. That wasn't coming from the FANG stocks as Facebook was under pressure. It wasn't coming from the tech stocks. The defense stocks were under pressure with peace talks, rumblings of peace in North Korea. There just was not any leadership. Well, today, here we are several weeks later, my Best Stocks Now app dealt me 332 B-plus or better stocks to look at. That's a great indicator. The app is a great indicator. How many B-plus or better? I record that every day. It's been my observation when that number gets really low, that's a great buying opportunity. And when that number gets really high, there's been times when there's been 700. In January, there were 700 B plus or better stocks. And what happened to the market the following month? So 332 B plus or better today, very healthy. As this rally broadens out in the market. I also have to make note, we made note of Apple closing in on $1 trillion. What about Facebook? Facebook is all has now recovered everything it lost during its troubled times. And if you've been following me, you know that I got back into Facebook. It was one of my largest positions. I took a break from Facebook. You know how that goes. Sometimes you had to take a break. Make sure everything's okay. See if I missed Facebook. Well, I did. And I got back into Facebook, and Facebook continues to rise, headed back towards its old all-time highs. Let's see where Facebook is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. It is recovering, and it is on its way back, and I just closed the app. I can't look at it right now. Let me open up my app again, but it is moving back up in rank. That's a very, very important thing. Another stock that I have my eye on here today, it's in the news. I don't own this one, but it has been one of the great stocks of our era, and I have owned it in the past. And there's one reason, one big reason, one major reason why I don't own it at the current time. And I'll tell you what that reason is here in a moment. In the news again today is NVIDIA, NVDA, as they report their earnings. They beat earnings by, let's see, a few pennies, I want to say. NVIDIA's reports earnings beats by 39 cents, beats on revenues, but the stock is having a very dull reaction to this earnings report. Now, NVIDIA is dripping with momentum. It has also ridden the cryptocurrency wave as they make chips for Bitcoin mining. And they report that business is still very strong. Look at these returns of NVIDIA over the last 5 years. 82% per year, while the market has delivered 10.8. I don't think NVIDIA pays a dividend. Let me just check. I think it's pure growth. No, they pay 0.2%. So there's something for everybody. This stock has been a rocket ship. Over the last 3 years, I got to say NVIDIA is probably the top performing stock in the market. 128% per year returns, while the market's delivered 9%. And over the last 12 months, NVIDIA is up 153%, while the market's up just 13%. A-plus performance grade, A momentum grade. Why don't you own it, Bill? There's one big reason, and I don't know why, but the growth rate is really slowing down at NVIDIA. Now, they just reported a knock-the-ball-out-of-the-park quarter. The stock is down 2% here. But the analyst consensus estimates, and it may be they're way off. I've got to do a little more digging myself. I think I'm going to do my own estimates and my own projections like I used to do as an analyst. Do my own pro forma income statements. But the consensus growth estimate out there is 10% per year over the next 5 years. That's really baffling to me. If you use 10% per year, the stock is way overvalued at this point in time, and I'm starting to begin to think that maybe that 10% per year consensus growth estimate out there on the street is not right. But that is the reason why I do not own NVIDIA right now. It's ranked number 294 out of 5,550. When I come back, I've got a story that'll make the hair on your neck stand up. Dire warning when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What has been a pretty busy week in the market? I'll have a lot to write about in the newsletter this week, which I begin the process today of looking at every little nook and cranny out there that one should be aware of in the market. From the German boom to Japanese inflation numbers, they all impact your portfolio. And, you know, my portfolios are having a good year. As of yesterday, the conservative growth portfolio, after all fees, before fees, it's up almost 7% so far this year, and the market's up 1.8%. That's where the vast majority of my clients are in that premier growth portfolio. So far, real happy, 465 basis points ahead of the S&P 500. Knock on wood, knock on Formica. We'll just continue to search out the best stocks now. Now, here's my dire warning, okay? This one is a chilling, chilling story because I continue to say, in the year 2000, the market was brought down by the dot-com stocks. In 2007, 2008, it was the mortgage arena and the housing market. I think the one that we really have to keep our eye on is this junk bond / bond market. It could bring the whole market down at some point in time, and I continue to see very ominous signs. I was writing about the ominous signs that I saw in the housing market. I've got to go back and find that article that I wrote. I said, here's how the game works. It was back in 2007. You know, they give these mortgage loans to folks that have terrible credit, and the money managers are just lopping them up like there's no tomorrow because they were looking for yield. And where did they go to find yield? Subprime debt. And Wall Street was packaging this stuff, packaging it into nice, neat little packages and getting a stamp of approval on it by the credit rating agencies. They were ticking time bombs all over the world, ready to implode. Well, here's a story from Bloomberg yesterday. Leveraged loans popular. Now, this is less than junk, okay? These are loans made to companies with lots of debt. In other words, very low credit worthiness. Leveraged loans popularity may lead to increased risk for money managers. Not this money manager. Here's how the story goes. Money managers' strong demand for loans to junk-rated companies is allowing borrowers in the $1 trillion market for leveraged loans to push the envelope to make the debt riskier. Okay, so this is one level below. This is at the bottom of the junk pile, okay? The bottom of the junk pile. It's a $1 trillion market. Case in point, when KKR company tried to sell money managers pieces of a $1 billion loan to fund its buyout of Heartland Dental, it wanted credit now for earnings the company expected from recently opened offices. You're loaning them money on maybe anticipated earnings down the road. The selling points made to buyers of this low-level debt are remarkably similar to those made to buyers of subprime mortgages. That's chilling. It's like deja vu all over again. This comment was made by Guy LeBlanc, the chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Stock. I'm sure he's seen a few things over the years in the bond market. And, of course, he was referring to the securities that led to the 2008 financial crisis. So there's another one building and growing, another bubble that could burst and blow this market apart. This time it's not mortgage loans. It's loans made to companies that have loads of debt on the books at the lower end of the junk bond scale. Now, I'm going to go back. In fact, in the newsletter this week, I'm going to look at the worst years for the bond market. You know, the bond market has blown up before, just like the stock market. And this notion that, well, you should have a big percentage of your assets in the bond market because it's much safer than the stock market is BS. Depends on the conditions that are out there in the world. And they're making the same selling points to retirees that are going in and getting recommended these asset allocations that are heavily, heavily loaded with debt. Fixed income, because the notion is, well, fixed income is much safer than the stock market. Right now, the risk is much, much greater in the bond market than it is the stock market. In my opinion, it will be the bond market that goes first, and the stock market will come later. That's why we have to keep our eyes very closely on the junk bond market, which I believe has topped out and has nowhere to go but down, as investors in this late innings of this bond market rally, several decades, the last bastion of high returns is the junk bond market. And now they're even trickling down their investments into the highly leveraged debt market. And while loan lenders are first to be repaid if a company goes under, an increasing proportion of borrowers have these loans as their only form of debt, which can force these creditors to take more losses. Here's another one that scares me. Loans to highly indebted companies has risen by almost half since 2013, making it almost as big as the U.S. junk bond market, Bloomberg said. So remember, this is a layer underneath the ground below the U.S. junk bond market. Loans to highly indebted companies. And you can understand what's causing it. Number one, interest rates are very low, so companies are taking on more and more debt because money is cheap. That's one of the fallouts of our zero interest rate policy over the years by our Fed. You've got a lot of debt. Especially to companies here, not only in the junk bond arena, but go beneath that, dig into the garbage pile even deeper. This is where the rotting stuff is. Highly indebted companies. And this area of the junk pile is now almost as big as the U.S. junk bond market. And you know what? Who owns this debt? Well, it's packaged real nicely into exchange-traded funds called high current income, high yield. You know, on the surface, it sounds pretty good. I want high current income. I want high yield, too. It should be labeled rotting garbage underneath the junk bond market. But nobody would buy that, you see. So you have this perfect storm of companies that shouldn't be loaned any more money. Like the drunk at the bar, they should be cut off and sent home. Give them a taxi and send them home. The demand for this garbage, this hazardous waste, is so high, just like 2007, 2008, all over again. Everybody wanted yield. And they went to subprime debt for that yield. And Wall Street was happy to oblige because they're the middleman. They're the ones that make the money by loaning the money and then selling the debt to you in modern portfolio theory strategies. The appetite for this garbage is tremendous, and it's creating a huge problem that will not end well. When we come back, blockchain and a stock, one of my stocks that blew up to the upside yesterday. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this newsletter Friday. I will be sending out the newsletter just as soon as I get it done. After I look in every little nook and cranny around the world looking for, searching for the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now. The quest always goes on here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, I promise I won't put you in any debt. No more debt. It's got to end. This fixed income market is just in big trouble, in my opinion. And yet the asset allocators, they just look at the computer and what the computer says and what the modern portfolio theory says, and they follow it blindly. Just like they did in 2007, 2008. And I don't like it at all. We're debt-free here at Gunderson Capital Management. There are alternatives to debt. Why do people buy fixed income? Well, it's perceived safety. Now, if you're buying high-quality bonds and you're owning them to maturity, that's a different story. But most people don't. They're put into municipal bond funds. They're put into government bond funds. Or even worse yet, high current income, otherwise known as bottom of the garbage pile. Here, we loaned them the money and we're selling this debt to you. Now you're holding the bag. This ticking time bomb is no longer in their hands. They've sold it, they've parsed it out, they've chopped it up, diced it, put it into a nice neat little package and called it high current income. Not toxic waste. It should have a warning, Surgeon General's warning on it. Anyways, enough on that. All right, let's finish the week with Solar Edge Technologies. The symbol is SEDG, S-E-D-G. I found this stock with my Best Stocks Now app. I liked it so much that I bought it in my ultra growth portfolio. Well, there's no dividend here. This is a pure growth stock. This is not a large cap Amazon or Apple of the world. It's a small cap. $2.8 billion in market capitalization. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 64% per year. They're based in Israel. SolarEdge Technology is an Israel-based maker of DC-optimized inverter systems, solar power harvesting, and PV monitoring solutions. Look at the move it made yesterday. Huge move, hitting new all-time highs. The stock went public in 2015 at $15 per share. Today it's trading at $64 per share. You have a stock that over the last 12 months is now up 309%. Momentum grade, A+. The stock has quadrupled in the last 12 months. Now, while all that may sound flashy, you still have to do the valuation side of the equation. That's just the momentum side of the equation. On a scale of 1 to 99 relative strength, Solar Edge is a 99, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. But as you go down the scale in market capitalization, the risk level rises. I don't own one stock in my ultra growth portfolio. I own 30 to 35 to even 40 stocks in that portfolio. The risk is greater. This is one that I own in that portfolio. And if we look at the valuation right now, the company is expected to make $3.56 in earnings next year. That creates a forward PE ratio of under 20. The five-year growth rate is expected to be 24% per year. That means it's trading at a discount to its anticipated growth rate. Okay, a lot of anticipated numbers, a lot of expectations here. Will it live up to the expectations? Only time will tell. But from what we know now and from what the estimates are now, the stock is trading at a discount to its growth rate, its anticipated growth rate. 20 times forward earnings versus a forward growth rate of 24, you get a 0.84 PEG ratio. I have a target price, which is probably going to go higher after yesterday's big beat. I have a target price of $100. The stock is currently at $64.50. I will be updating my target price within the next few days here. The quarter that they just reported, earnings up 142%. Sales up 82%. Take that, Kimberly Clark. Solar Edge, SEDGE, is currently the when I bought it, it was number 31. It's gone down in rank because the valuation, but I'll be revising that valuation upwards. Yesterday, it was ranked number 191. Out of 5,550 stocks. Not a recommendation, but an example of the kind of stocks that I look for and search for far and wide on a daily basis to fill up my all-star teams here at Gunderson Capital Management, where we are debt-free. If you'd like to talk to us about the big plan, well, I have a guy that does the big plan, and I'm the guy that does the money management once the big plan is in place. Give us a call for your financial needs, your planning needs. Avoid that junk bond stuff, that high current income stuff like the plague. I believe that eventually will look back and say, man, it was coming, we saw it coming, and now look at the fallout from this. It hasn't happened yet, but it's brewing. It's building. The bubble is building. Take a look at your portfolio. What's in your portfolio? We'll take a look at your portfolio and see what's in it for you. We'll analyze it. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.